Okay, it's time for the mini-story lesson for the Vipassana article vocabulary. Let's get started. We're going to practice a few words and phrases. Number one is butterflies in her stomach, or butterflies in your stomach, or my stomach. Butterflies in the stomach means nervous. If you say, I have butterflies in my stomach, it means you are nervous. Centered is our next word. To feel centered, using it as an emotion, a feeling. To feel centered means you feel very calm. Dispassionate. Dispassionate means you do not feel emotion. It's an adjective. If you are dispassionate, you feel no strong emotions. You're very, very calm. No emotions, no upset, nothing. Sear or searing. To sear is a verb. It means to burn. Coerce. Coerce means to force, to make someone do something. Okay? To creep, using it as a verb. To creep means to walk very quietly or secretly. Past tense is crept. All right? To heave. To heave means to throw, usually throw something very heavy. And that's it, I guess. I think that's all of our vocabulary for this story. Let's start the story. First, I'll read the story at a normal rate. Neko had butterflies in her stomach. She tried to calm down. She wanted to feel centered, but she couldn't calm down. Neko the cat was hungry. Inu, a large dog, was guarding the kitchen. Neko could smell the food. She tried to be dispassionate, but the smell made her even hungrier. It felt like something was searing her stomach. She knew she couldn't coerce the dog and make him leave. She had to creep into the kitchen without being seen. And so she crept. She saw a plate of stinky fish in an open cabinet. But then Inu the dog saw her. The dog barked, "Roof!" and ran towards her. Neko the cat ran, then heaved herself into the cabinet. When she knew she was safe, she smiled and delved into the plate of fish. She ate it all, 15 kilos of fish. Okay, let's do it again. This time I will ask simple questions and I'll pause a little bit for you to answer them. Okay, Neko the cat had butterflies in her stomach. Was Neko nervous? Yes, she was. She was nervous. She had butterflies in her stomach. Did she have cats in her stomach? No, she didn't. She didn't have cats in her stomach. Did she have birds in her stomach? No, she didn't have birds in her stomach. What did she have in her stomach? Well, we say she had butterflies in her stomach. Did she really have butterflies in her stomach? No, she didn't really have butterflies in her stomach. That means only she felt nervous. Neko felt nervous. So was Neko calm? No, Neko was not calm. Neko had butterflies in her stomach. So she tried to calm down. She wanted to feel centered. Did she want to feel nervous? No, she did not want to feel nervous. Did she want to feel calm? Yes, she wanted to feel calm. She wanted to feel centered. Did Neko feel centered? No, Neko didn't feel centered. She wanted to feel centered, but she did not feel centered. Could she calm down? No, she could not calm down. She could not calm down. She could not feel centered. She felt too nervous. Okay, why did she feel nervous? Why was she not centered? She was not centered because she was hungry. Okay, Inu, a large dog, was guarding the kitchen, protecting the kitchen, watching the kitchen. Neko, the cat, could smell the food. She tried to be dispassionate. Did Neko try to be calm? Well, yeah. Did she try to be upset? Well, no, of course not. She didn't try to be upset. What did she try to do? Well, she tried to be dispassionate. She tried not to have any strong feelings. She tried not to be upset. She tried not to be emotional. She tried to be dispassionate. Did she feel dispassionate? No, she did not feel dispassionate. She was very hungry. She was very upset. She wanted to feel dispassionate. She tried to feel dispassionate, but she really did not feel dispassionate. She was upset. She was hungry. Okay, why was she so hungry? Well, because she could smell some food in the kitchen, some fish. It made her even more hungry. How did her stomach feel? Well, it felt like something was searing her stomach. Did it feel like something was searing her stomach? Yes, it did. It felt like something was searing her stomach. Did it feel like something was burning her stomach? Yes, it did. It felt like something was burning her stomach. Something was searing her stomach. Did it feel like something was searing her arm? No, it did not feel like something was searing her arm. Did it feel like something was searing her leg? No, it did not feel like something was searing her leg. Where did she feel a searing, a burning? Well, it felt like something was searing her stomach, like burning her stomach. Nico knew she couldn't coerce the dog. Could she force the dog to leave? No, she could not force the dog to leave. She's too small. She could not coerce the dog. Could she persuade the dog? No, she couldn't persuade him. She couldn't coerce him with words either. Did she need to coerce another cat? No, she didn't need to coerce another cat. She needed to coerce the dog, but she couldn't coerce the dog. So what did she need to do? Well, she needed to creep into the kitchen. Did she need to walk quietly into the kitchen? Yes, she did. She needs to walk quietly. Did she need to make some noise in the kitchen? No. She needs to creep into the kitchen very quietly. Did she need to creep into the living room? No, she didn't need to creep into the living room. Where did she need to creep into? Well, she needed to creep into the kitchen, right? Go quietly, secretly into the kitchen. And so she crept, past tense, she crept into the kitchen. She saw a plate of big stinky fish, smelly fish, in an open cabinet. But then Inu the dog saw her. The dog barked, roof, and ran towards her. Nico ran too. She jumped up, and then she heaved herself into the cabinet. Did she throw herself into the cabinet? Yes, she did. She threw herself into the cabinet. She heaved herself into the cabinet. Did she heave a rock into the cabinet? No, she didn't heave a rock into a cabinet. She heaved herself into a cabinet. Did she heave herself into the dishwasher? Well, no, she didn't heave herself into the dishwasher. She heaved herself into the cabinet. Where did she heave herself? She heaved herself into the cabinet. And she made it. She was successful. She jumped into the cabinet. She heaved herself into the cabinet. And the dog could not catch her. When she knew she was safe, Nico-chan smiled. And then she delved into the plate of fish. Did she eat carefully? No, she didn't eat carefully. She delved into the plate of fish. She went into the plate of fish very deep. Both paws, both hands, grabbing all the fish. She delved into the fish. Did she delve into a chocolate cake? No, she didn't delve into a chocolate cake. Did she delve into an apple pie? No, She didn't delve into an apple pie. Did she delve into studying English? No, definitely not. She already speaks English. She did not delve into studying English. What did she delve into? Well, Neko delved into the plate of fish. In fact, she ate all of the fish, and she ate 15 kilos of fish. 15 kilos of fish. She delved into all of it. She ate it all. Okay, one more time. I'm going to repeat all of it. But I'm going to pause after some phrases, and I want you just to repeat the phrase, okay? So I'll say a phrase, for example, butterflies in her stomach. Then I will pause and wait. You should copy my phrase. You should say, butterflies in her stomach. And then I'll repeat it again. Try to copy my pronunciation, my tone, and my rhythm, everything. Okay. Nickel-chan had butterflies in her stomach. Nickel-chan had butterflies in her stomach. She tried to calm down. She wanted to feel centered. She wanted to feel centered. But she couldn't calm down. A large dog, Inu, was guarding the kitchen. A large dog, Inu, was guarding the kitchen. Neko could smell the food. She tried to be dispassionate, but the smell made her hungry. She tried to be dispassionate. She tried to be dispassionate. It felt like something was searing her stomach. It felt like something was searing her stomach. She knew she couldn't coerce the dog. She knew she couldn't coerce the dog. She had to creep into the kitchen. She had to creep into the kitchen. And so she crept. And so she crept. She saw a plate of stinky fish. And then the dog saw her and barked, ruff! The dog ran towards her, and Neko ran towards the cabinet with the fish. Then she heaved herself into the cabinet. Then she heaved herself into the cabinet. When she knew she was safe, she smiled and she delved into the plate of fish. She delved into the plate of fish. She delved into the plate of fish. Okay, she ate it all and she got fat. All right. Now, finally, one more thing. I want you to stop. I want you to pause this. And I want you to tell all of the story yourself. Say it out loud so you can hear it with your own ears. Tell this entire story, all of the story, and use the new vocabulary. If you can't remember every word, no problem. It's okay. This is not a memory test. I just want you to remember the key vocabulary. So try to tell the general story and try to use the vocabulary. If you have a lot of problems, just relax. Listen again. Listen 10 times. Listen 100 times. It doesn't matter. Listen often, and then try to tell it yourself. Okay, that's all. See you next time. Bye-bye.